Welcome to day 18 of the Catalyst 2.0 challenge. Today, we're going to look at one of the most subtle and powerful codes that we carry, and that is the need to be right. I carry this one in abundance. At first glance, it doesn't seem like a problem, right? After all, why wouldn't you want to be right? But if we look underneath the surface, there's more to discover. Because here's the thing, being right feels safe. So think about the last time you had a differing of opinion and you wanted to defend your opinion. Perhaps it was with a friend, a partner, a family member, a coworker, someone on social media even. Why was it so important to be right? And the reason is, it's because being right gives you certainty. It gives us control. It gives us a solid ground to stand on. And for our nervous system, certainty feels safe. Because the nervous system's job, primarily, the primary job of it, is to keep you safe. It's not necessarily to make you happy, to make you wealthy, to make you fulfilled. It's to keep you safe. And that's why we can choose sometimes the familiar pain, because we know it, over an unfamiliar possibility. That's why people stay in relationships that no longer serve them, or even why we sometimes avoid taking risks. We might argue a point instead of listening out of curiosity, because being right feels safer. It's safer than being vulnerable. Have you ever heard the phrase, would you rather be right or be happy? I heard this when I was in a Tony Robbins seminar a long, long time ago, 20 years ago, I think. And that always stuck in my mind, because at first I thought it was just about relationships, but I've come to realize it applies to almost every area of your life. And sometimes the choice is, would I rather be right or experience peace? Would I rather be right or stay connected to this person? Would I rather be right or have the opportunity to grow? It's not always being right and just the other choice. It is about the possibility that of choosing certainty over uncertainty. Would you rather be right or would you rather be rich? Think about this. Many people say they want financial abundance, but abundance usually requires uncertainty, because you gotta make investments and those can fluctuate. They can go up and down. You might have a business and that can go up and down. Opportunities involve risk and there's no guarantee. Because being rich doesn't feel completely safe, because money can be lost, right? The nervous system knows that. So it can feel safer being where you are instead of being where you want to be or desire to be financially abundant. Would you rather be right or happy? Joy is beautiful. Happiness is beautiful, but it's also temporary, just like sadness is temporary. And the mind says, don't get too happy. What if something goes wrong? What if I lose this? Because happiness feels vulnerable. You can lose a relationship. You can lose a job. You can lose the moment. So instead of being fully open to the joy, we'll unconsciously stay familiar in our old patterns, the old emotional patterns that we have. Not because we enjoy our old patterns, but because we can predict them. They're predictable, and that means that they are safe. But is there a cost of always being right? Of course. Because when we're attached to being right, we stop being the opposite, which is not right, wrong, and sorry, not the opposite, but we stop being curious. We stop learning and we stop growing, because why wouldn't we need to ask more questions if we know we're right? So we don't even ask the best questions because we think we're right. We defend our old stories instead of having new ones, installing new codes. And sometimes we even defend the same beliefs that have been keeping us stuck. Like, I've always struggled with money, or I'm just an anxious person. Nothing ever works for me. I can't change. And we're committed to being right about the things that are limiting us. And every time we prove ourselves right, we stay safe. And safe is different than free. So what if you didn't need to be right? What if you could be curious instead? Perhaps curious about another perspective, curious about a different possibility, curious about who you may become if you let go of needing certainty all the time. Because growth happens when we lose our grip on being right. Because life doesn't ask you to defend your identity. It wants you to expand it. And so today, the invitation is to notice the moments where you feel like you need to prove something, to defend yourself, to convince someone to be right. And when you notice that, I want you to pause, take a breath, ask yourself, am I choosing to be right because it feels safe? And then the more powerful question here is, what would love choose right now? Or what would growth choose here? Because sometimes the greatest transformation doesn't come from winning the argument. It comes from releasing the need to have one. You don't have to choose between safety and growth forever. We live in a duality world, so we need both. And there will be moments where you'll need to choose expansion over certainty. And that's where your life is going to change. I'll see you tomorrow.